This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these packets?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
That time of the year again, road trip time, summer vacations on. Although I hear in the northern climates, they're still in school. I don't know. They get out in June, July. When do y'all get out up north? It is time. You're thinking about these things. Where are you going to go? And we've got a suggestion for you. And apparently, not enough people, I mentioned this before, I'll just say it again, not enough people decided to do a road trip, which will be an air trip or a boat trip, all the way to Curacao in August. So once again, we're delaying that. But maybe, if that didn't work out for you, we've got another suggestion. How about checking into the hotel influenza?
Oh, I hear they have actually really good rates.
They do. In fact,
they
it's
do.
The opposite. Like, wouldn't you love people to just pay you to stay in a hotel for 10 days and just chill out? Although, there's always going to be a catch. Sort of like when you go down to Disney and they say, free tickets, but yeah, just come in here to this timeshare thing. And it'll cost you a few hours of your life, and if you actually get suckered into buying one, maybe a lot more. But not Hotel Transylvania, but Hotel Influenza. You can check out anytime you like, but you might never leave. Why do we say that? Because here it is, folks. This is it. This is a serious story. This is not made up by Super Don. There's a university that will pay you $3,500 to stay at Hotel Influenza. Now, you're right to ask, well, what's the catch? Well, you know, obviously, they're just not going to pay me to stay in a hotel for 10 days. Well, you're right. You have to get the flu. How do you get the flu? Well, it follows either a flu shot or a theoretical placebo shot. That's right. It's an experiment, folks. Perhaps a blinded, I don't know if it's a double-blinded experiment, but they're hoping that $3,500 would be enough to convince you to join in on the suffering of influenza, potentially. Because if the flu shot works and you get it, maybe you won't suffer. But then again, the question I would ask, what's in the flu shot? How much mercury? Right? Is it made in kidney cells from canines? I don't know. I don't know. They don't tell you in this. But what I do find interesting about this is that they do acknowledge in a traditional flu study, they vaccinate people to see if their immune systems respond by creating antibodies. And then they call it a success. I've argued that that is not the definition of success. If it is, it's not a flu shot. It's a flu antibody shot. Or it's a flu shot, but it's not to prevent you from manifesting flu, because you get the flu, it's still successful if they say, we gave you the antibodies. So they're actually trying to figure this thing out, going, hey, I wonder if getting the flu shot would actually prevent you from getting the flu rather than just worrying about whether you got antibodies or not. Now, that's an interesting test. You're going to have to pay me a lot more than $3,500, though, to undergo it. And it's probably not going to be enough because I know what's in that shot, it's just not worth it. Now, if you get the placebo, the question is, what would the placebo be? Because what we've learned from Merck and others is that the placebo group is not really a placebo group, like in the case of Gardasil, where you get the Gardasil shot, the placebo shot contains the aluminum adjuvant, which is aggravating enough that it can create almost all the same side effects or direct effects that you don't like. And then they can say, see, it's no different. No different than the placebo. Let's go Gardasil. Are they going to do that here with this flu shot? I don't know. But this is coming out of St. Louis University Center of Vaccine Development. It's a human challenge study. They're going to vaccinate you, then deliberately challenge you by exposing you to the flu and see if you get sick. But they need volunteers for 10 days in hotel influenza. So, Super Don, this is going to target, once again, if not the therapy naive, it's going to target poor people. People lower on the socioeconomic scale. Why? Because how many rich people are going to go, yeah, $3,500, I'll stay in your hotel and get the flu? It's not going to happen. So it's already going to be skewed to poor people. And the lack of nutrition, perhaps, in theory, or maybe college kids that are eating junk food. So there's going to be problems in terms of legitimacy or validity of the final outcome. But I am still, I admit it, Super Don, the scientific nerd in me is curious to see what the outcome of this study will be.
Well, we'll have to follow it and see what happens. But, I mean, isn't that crazy? Basically, it's $350 a day.
Yeah.
Now,
if you survive, right? They don't pay you if you're dead.
Outside of the risk of the flu shot,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at getting the flu, most likely. And so, yeah, for $350 a day, and they even put it on here, you may have to take a risk of possibly suffering through a bout of diarrhea, fever, body aches, and other flu symptoms. So, yeah, there's some people that would be like, you know, that might be uncomfortable, but, man, $350 a day, I could really use that, right?
Yeah.
We don't have therapy-naive people really in this country anymore. Because
not so much, no.
Poked and prodded and you know, drugged and all that kind of stuff. But you're right. A lot of people, from what I've seen and heard and read about,
mm-hmm.
they use clinical trials as almost like a source of income.
Right.
You know, it's like I can go to this clinical trial, but I have to wait, you know, a certain amount of time before I'm eligible for another clinical trial. And they just, like, go through all these clinical trials again. You know, injected with all kinds of crazy stuff. So,
yeah, what's your job? I'm a human guinea pig, you know.
Don't you find, but you feel the conflict within you, Darth Vader, right?
Yes, I do.
That it's like, on the one hand, you don't want to encourage people to take part in this clinical trial because they're getting shot up with the flu vaccine. But on the other hand, you want to see the results because, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're curious as to whether it's going to validate what you think is going to happen there, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What you would think, yeah.
Right. And of course, as I said, you know, in this so-called monologue, is that the success is determined previous to this by antibody production. Now, whether the antibodies actually protected you from getting flu, irrelevant to the definition of success. In this test, they're going to go beyond that and say, hey, did the people getting the flu shot versus the placebo version, what that might be, we don't know. I need more insight into their parameters and design study and what's involved. But potentially it could be, it's more interesting to me as far as an outcome that might have some meaning, you know, besides, oh, we got you an antibody, but you still got sick, right? I'm still not wanting people to do it because I know what's going to be in that shot's probably not going to be good for you. But having said that, what about the things that you don't know that are in there? Like, they'll admit some of the things, like thimerosal. But what if there's stuff in there that you don't know? And that goes to our next scientific study of the day. And this is a great John Rappaport article just published today at robertscottbell.com. Headline reads, Police Raid Scientists Who Discovered New Vaccine Dangers. Doesn't that sound weird? Right, okay. Scientists discover new vaccine dangers and get raided by the police. Wait a second. Isn't there something wrong with this picture? Shouldn't it... Whoa, scientists discover new vaccine dangers. Other scientists try to figure out if what they found is legitimate or not. They try to duplicate their findings. What happened here? Well, they found that vaccines, random lots of vaccines, contaminated in the manufacturing processes with many small particles of metals that are toxic to humans when injected. Okay? They found nanoparticulates of things that were not on any list of ingredients for any vaccine anywhere. It was reported by James Grundvig over at Green Med Info and the World Mercury Project. Last week, the Italian police raided a home and the science laboratory of doctors Antonietta Gatti and Stefano Montaneri. The police snatched all of their digital assets owned by the husband and wife team of nanopathologists, grabbing laptops, computers, and flash drives, I shall say, and with it, years of work and research. What is this? It's a totalitarian dictatorship, where the doctors, the PhDs, those who work and represent the pharmaceutical industrial complex, vaccine denomination, they do not want you to look into this issue. Because if indeed what these scientists have found out is across the board true, it means that any and all vaccines, you don't know which ones, randomly are contaminated with nanoparticles of metals like more than just aluminum salts and adjuvants and polysorbate 80, but other inorganic chemicals. They found nanoparticulate matter, including stainless steel, right? Stainless steel. I mean, your fridge could be made from that. And now it's in you. You don't normally open your fridge and chew on it, much less inject the stainless steel surrounding your fridge. Tungsten in those incandescent light bulbs. You don't get enough tungsten in your vaccines, do you? Copper, nanoparticles of copper. Copper can get toxic pretty quick. And other metals and rare elements that don't belong in shots. They're giving them to little babies, to pregnant women, to newborns, toddlers. You know, what does this do to their developing lungs, nervous system, etc.? Problem? Nah, nothing to see here. The police raided these people. They'll never do that again, right? Those of you who are scientists who investigate things for the sake of finding out the facts and revealing them and trying to make sense of them, be careful when you investigate vaccines, because if you find things they don't want you to find, you become a criminal. I thought I was a scientist. No, no, no. You're a criminal. You have revealed things we do not want revealed about what's in a vaccine. And it's not the stuff that we know that's in a vaccine. It's the stuff that we didn't know. And they probably did. And they don't want you to know about it. So dig into this, share this story, share it with your friends, share it with all the people that are still pro-vaccine and go, what the hell is going on here? Do you care at all that random lots of vaccines, any and all of them, contain nanoparticulates that are not on the label, that are not intended, at least that we know of, to be there? And the scientists that reveal this are arrested and their materials confiscated? I will leave it at that, because anything more I say will get me in trouble with the FTC. I believe that's, no, the FCC, I shall say. We'll be back with a question after this.
Repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Where does it take us now, Super Don? How about the question that you were asking on the break? How much would it take for you to participate in that Hotel Transylvania influenza experiment? $3,500 they give you for 10 days. I'm like, no way. I said, apparently on the break, Super Don said, I said $1 billion. Take $1 billion. Because, again, I remember Dr. Evil when he woke up from his time warp and he said $1 million. And he's like, that's not a lot of money, his son Scott said. So just go for it all. Go for it all while you can. In the meantime, again, strategize. How do you detoxify? Find out what's in it before you go as well so you can protect yourself. And, indeed, lots of extra selenium on the way in. I appreciate y'all being here. Jonathan Emord was rocking it in first hour. We've got... heading into this weekend, I'm going to be heading up to the United States Health Freedom Congress in Minnesota. So I'm looking forward to seeing all my health freedom lovelies, all my friends up there. And I hope you can attend. In the meantime, maybe we should remember that we are live on the air and people have questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, we do have a question of the day or two. First one is coming from, who's coming? Is this one from Lori, the first one?
Yes, it is.
It is, okay. I got to open it up. I was caught unawares because I was still, you know, denominating a billion or a million. What was the price for a hotel influenza stay? So this is from Lori to, RSB and Super D. So Super D, you get to get in on this. Loyal listener Lori here. Can you please speak on albumin and how to keep a healthy level of it, especially for those with liver issues? Especially, for, I mean, that's the only ones you really got to concern yourself with because you're not worried about albumin levels unless you've got a liver issue. I appreciate you and the work you do more than you will ever really know. Lots of love and good wishes, Lori. Okay, maybe she's annoyed with me because I didn't get annoyed with you, Lori. I'm just... If you're worried about albumin levels in the liver, obviously there's something going on. And I've said this for many years here. Before doctors even acknowledge there's a problem with your liver, they'll usually, you know, take, you know, enzyme. They say elevated liver enzymes. You'll hear about that. And it's the same thing with albumin. If they say it's high, you got high albumin levels, you are suffering from long-term, probably chronic inflammatory issues. Okay? And it's long years, perhaps, down the road before they identify it, because the symptoms of the liver, it's not like you typically get a liver pain first and foremost when you're congested. Like if you drink a lot of alcohol and you get a hangover, that's an acute intoxication. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've had a hangover, Super Don, but I remember more headache pain, general malaise, but I don't remember specific liver pain. Do you ever recall specific liver pain?
No, it's always, yeah, I mean, nausea sometimes, but vertigo, yeah, headache, yeah. You know, things of that nature.
Yeah. So, and again, high, low, short, long. I mean, again, there are various interpretations of the albumin level, so to speak. Because some say, oh, if it's high, it's an acute infection or it's very intense stress. Okay, that could be more acute. Maybe that would be an alcohol poisoning, a temporary, oh, man, you nailed your liver. Whereas low albumin levels means more chronic liver disease, inflammatory disease, okay? So I don't, people come to me and they go, my albumin, don't tell me about your albumin. Tell me all about the other symptoms you've got. Tell me about your diet, your lifestyle, etc. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. Homeopathic liver drainage remedies. Bryonia, Nux Vomica, Chelidonium. I'm going to tell you selenium. I'm going to tell you milk thistle. I'm going to tell you Cangest tea, which will work for the liver as well, which is a nice blend. I'm going to tell you about dandelion, taraxacum, dandelion. You know, there's so many things, Ayurvedic things that can be done for the liver. I'm going to talk to you about hydrating, but chromium as well, in addition to selenium, also plays a very significant role on liver function. So it's not that we have to drink albumin-laced drinks to get the levels right. We've just got to normalize function. We've got to stop or stem the inflow of these toxins that are burdening our liver, our excretory organ, our systems of elimination. And we got to give the body what it needs. So it's the same concept. It's the same old, for those of you old enough, record is playing. The broken record. It's Robert saying liver health. Do this for liver health. Do this for liver health. Yeah, indeed. And if you're courageous enough and your name is not Super Don, I will say you can do a coffee enema too. And you will reduce the stress on your liver very rapidly. And I'm not saying everybody has to do that. That's more critical for people who are dealing with massive die-off of cancer cells. If they're going aggressive holistic therapies and they're so congested, their elimination pathways, albumin levels probably off the charts one way or another. But the reality is we've got to get those toxins and move them on out of the system. Sweat them out. Far infrared saunas. You can get that at robertswater.com too. You'll see those. Well, that's it, Lori. I hope that's helpful to you, not too annoying. We've got another question coming up, and this is for our elders in the audience, or really anybody that's dizzy at any age. Some of you might think that's me occasionally.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's cookout time. I was just thinking about the cookouts, and my gosh, don't catch anything on fire, or else we'll have to call Super Don's son now that he's an official volunteer firefighter, elevated to that exalted status last night, second hour of the show. He wasn't there. It was me and TMB, no Super D. So. It was an enjoyable occasion. Was there any other family members there to enjoy the occasion?
Yeah. It was a pretty decent sized crowd. But you know, it wasn't a big formal pomp and circumstance, you know, robes and caps or anything like that. It was very Very informal, just...
No band, the marching band, no marching band.
No marching band, no mariachi band, no flying jets.
Probably some flying jets.
I think there were some flying jets, but not for the... Dude,
Ask your son if he has to, like, go on call, like, particularly on July 4th, while fireworks are going off.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
And be ready for that.
Absolutely.
And by the way, if you're going to go cook something out this summer on your grill, make it a Bilderberger. You know, people aren't eating enough Bilderbergers anymore. And, of course, that would help.
Bilderbergers? Aren't those the guys that get together, like, once a year in Sweden or something?
Exactly. Or wherever they get together, in Davos, whatever, Geneva. Switzerland.
Yeah.
And you know what? You keep eating enough Bilderbergers, the New World Order will be toast. Just saying. I'm just saying. There's your
solution. Place a New World Order for a Bilderberger, please.
Please, yes. Extra GMO-infested cheese, and we won't even feed it to the cows. All right. Well, there you go. Just a little
summer. Dare you? How dare you?
It's not for the vegans.
I tell you.
But I don't even want the meat eaters to eat it, actually. Just cook them. Let's see. We got the albumin levels taken care
of. How about another question of the day?
Should we do that?
Let's do another question. We got another question today.
I think we've done too many questions already. You really?
One?
Okay. Yeah, one?
One is
Isn't that our quota? No?
Jeez.
We haven't exceeded the quota? Okay. This one's from Brad. Now, that darn commercial for insurance has really ruined the name Brad for me. You know that woman standing in front of the Statue of Liberty? You loved Brad. Like, you named your car Brad. And
oh,
you know
right,
that?
Right.
They just, so I'm so sorry, Brad, that happened to you and all the Brads out there. But he says, RSB, I have a friend about 70 and a few pounds overweight with severe hearing loss and vertigo. And you know about vertigo, Super Don?
I do.
You do. Have you had it?
I believe I have. It was self-induced.
Whoa. What, from drinking?
No. I've got it from that, too. But funny story, short version. I went to a carnival, the local carnival that comes to town.
Yeah.
And one of the rides that you almost always see at these carnivals is something called the Gravitron. You familiar with that one?
I probably am. I don't know by that name. What does it
do? All right. That's the one where you go inside. Kind of looks like a spaceship.
Okay.
And you go inside and everybody lines up around the outside of it, and they have like these big pads that you kind of just stand up on and lean against, and then it spins around
your centrifugal force.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to be stuck to it and go, oh, look, this is fun, right?
Yeah,
well, me, being I think I was probably like 18 or something like that, I was like, you know what, watch me, guys, check this out. So I forced myself to sit up straight.
What?
And straight up, right? And tried to, like, stand. And by doing that, what it did was it forced all of the blood, right, from my head down. And it screwed up my inner ear in some kind of weird way to where it's like I cannot go on rides. I can handle maybe like a roller coaster.
Right.
But anything that spins around.
You can't do it.
I can't,
Jackass the movie, right?
It was stupid. It was, right? I was like, look at me, you know?
This is one of those things where the Darwin Awards were almost yours.
Yeah.
Wow, so, I am so impressed, my friend. Well, I'm glad you survived
sickness,
it.
Yeah.
I know we wouldn't be the same without you, but I get the dizziness thing. Now, so he's got dizziness. He's got vertigo. Doctors can't find anything wrong. He falls almost every day from losing balance. And he takes, Crestor for cholesterol. And I didn't know, according to Brad, he says, I didn't know if that could be related to his balance problem. I think you're onto something, though. Yeah. I've listened to your program for the last 11 years. Brad, where you been, buddy? 11 years. And it's helped me a great deal, and I'm drug-free and vaccine-free. Hallelujah, Brad. You're making that name do good in my mind again. He is thinking about going to the Cleveland Clinic, since there is nowhere else to go here. Any advice would be appreciated. Well, once again, Brad, no advice, just information. You do with it as you will. But there's no doubt in my mind that Crestor can have a lot to do with it. I'm not saying all of it. But Crestor, of course, reduces cholesterol. That damages and weakens the function of the liver. It reduces coenzyme Q10 in the mitochondria of the cells. And that means energy is weak. So, you know, just the ability to stand and not be dizzy can be a mitochondrial issue at this point. So if he's not doing supplemental coenzyme Q10, but even worse, or even better, I shall say, is to not do the Crestor. Why? Because cholesterol lowering is just plain stupid at this point. Or if you're not already, it'll make you stupid. Because it does impact the brain and the nervous system. The myelin sheath, all of that, the ability to fire properly. You need fat. You need cholesterol. But with vertigo, we can also see inner ear stuff that Super Don mentioned. If there was an injury in the past, I also look at vertebral subluxation in the chiropractic model. Or if you have an osteopath that still does adjustments, manual adjustments, someone like Doc Newsom, they can go in and check the neck and the area that would be most associated with the nerve flow to the ear, the inner ear, and the balancing aspects of your body. So there are a lot of holistic things I would want to do way before I would go to the Cleveland Clinic and see what kind of drug they can do or nerve block they're going to suggest, right? So if there's an inflammation of the inner ear causing the vertigo, can you do ear candles? Yeah. Doc Harmony, we batter on. In fact, there's a chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal to talk about ear candles. Is it the cure for vertigo? No, I'm not saying that. But in terms of opening up energy centers, recognizing that the body is more than just molecules, it's energy. You could look at it from the Eastern perspective and talk chakras. We can talk energy centers. However you want to describe it, that's a real part of this vertigo. There's also something called orthostatic hypotension. If you like sitting down, you stand up too fast, or you're asleep, you're napping, you get up so fast, the blood's not going all the way up yet, and you just feel dizzy and you fall down. But that's temporary. Once you re-equilibrialize, I just made that word up, you're good to go again. So this sounds more chronic than that. So anything you want to add to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me just add that I did a little research on Crestor, and dizziness is one of the side effects for Crestor. Apparently, it affects 4% of the users in the clinical trials. So, you know, it is shown in the literature as being a direct side effect for some people.
Yeah. So, Brad, it could be as simple as getting them off of Crestor, getting them on good essential fats. The GTF Chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day. Get that at choosetobehealthy.com. And that will elevate HDL, right? So the doctors won't freak out so bad. Oh, my gosh, you need that. You don't need that. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Brad. And I thank you for asking on behalf of your friend. Now, let's go to the next story. Blame Canada. Blame Canada. This is blame the criminals. No, they're not Canadian. Not necessarily. They could be American pharmacies. There's a picture of a Rite Aid pharmacy in this headline article at Forbes. Blame the criminals. Pharmacies facing opioid lawsuits say. So basically, the pharmacies are going, stop suing us. It's not our fault. We didn't. Well, Super Don, I had a sense of where you're falling down on this, but are they required by law to carry opioids? Or would they say, well, if we don't carry them, they're just going to get them somewhere else and we'll lose out on the money? So they're partly to blame. Little?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. Let's be libertarian here for a moment.
All right.
You're all, damn it.
No, but, so much look, for my authoritarian regime.
Look, you know, the pharmacy, I understand. We're not in favor of opioids. We are not fans of pharmaceutical drugs. But we also don't want to take that right away from people, right? You know, I mean, we want full disclosure, of course. We want transparency. And in this case of the opioid epidemic, now that it's become an epidemic, and you've got, you know, one out of every five young people dying from opioid overdoses, now we need to be transparent. But I guess better late than never. So, in this situation, you've got prescriptions that are be written not only for opioids, but for all kinds of drugs, right?
Yeah.
The pharmacy fills a prescription that's written by a doctor. So the question you have to ask yourself is it right to blame the pharmacy for the opioid epidemic when all the pharmacy was doing was filling prescriptions?
Yeah, but
where are those prescriptions coming from? They're coming from doctors.
I get it.
Doctors
are overprescribed. Who do you want to sue? You want to sue the ones who have the money.
Well,
pharmacy got the money.
Look, there are people that are against smoking cigarettes. Smoking cigarettes kill people, right? So we're going to sue the store that sells cigarettes because they sold cigarettes to people. Well, the store is selling a fully, whether you agree with cigarettes or not, they're legal, right? The same as it goes with alcohol. You know, if somebody buys a six-pack, takes it home, drinks a six-pack of beer, that beats up their wife. Do you sue the liquor store? No. Yeah, I mean, no. they're not doing anything wrong.
No, it's the American way to sue the liquor store, sue the pharmacy.
So I agree with Walmart, Rite Aid, Walgreens, CVS. They're being sued. And I understand the opioid epidemic right now is a big issue. It's a hot-button topic. And so people are, you know, there's like this mentality of let's just go after everybody. Let's go after the doctors, go after the drug companies, the pharmacies, when really what it should be focused on here are the drug companies for hiding evidence of the fact that these things were addictive in order to make a buck. The doctors that are prescribing these things the wrong way or doing it, behind the scenes and over-prescribing. And, yeah, we need to go after, the Chinese influence on pushing the fentanyl, getting it in here, the people that are selling the drugs. And I think at the bottom of the food chain there would be the people, the poor people, that are addicted to the things. And it's like, for whatever reason, they're focusing on, like, the bottom of the food chain in a lot
of
places.
How about the pathetic FDA for not doing its job?
Absolutely.
You know, if you can make liable anybody that was responsible for buying the nonsense that they were being sold by the drug manufacturers here. And, yeah, if you could go in and pierce the veil of invincibility, right, that so-called you can't sue me individually, right, pierce that corporate veil and go after the individuals responsible that knew how bad these opioids are and yet chose to deceive the FDA. The FDA chose to be, not competent and said, sure, whatever you say, and get them on out to the doctoring community. The doctors didn't do their diligence, prescribed them willy-nilly, and now we got an opioid crisis killing, 20% of young people, of the deaths to young people, they say, are now due to opioids. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go, but only one more segment to do it in. Another vaccine story, really? But this time targeting PTSD.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events in the show notes. Have you been there? Do you see them? Have you seen them? I think we did add at least one thing. I'm going to scroll down in the notes today right now. I'm going to see that the upcoming event is June 10, 11, 12, the United States Health Freedom Congress. Then back in Central Florida at the Health Basket, one more CBD lecture. Can you stand it, folks? RSB bringing hemp back and CBD back, and that's at the Health Basket in Mountain Door, June 22nd, a Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's an RSVP number. If you'd like to attend, 352 area code 735-1166, 352-735-1166. Then we have the Cancer Prevention Convention coming up August 19th. There may be other things in July we haven't revealed yet. We'll see. And then the Trinity Conference, our new incarnation of the Health Freedom Expo, September 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. Stay with us because there'll be more added to this list. Just keep checking back. 6 days a week, folks. 6 days a week. We got a radio show, and 6 days a week, guess what? There are updates to the show notes. Thanks to Super Don, and he is indeed super, even when he's trying to touch Pat's peaches.
I am not. Stop it.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just in a giddy moment mood. I don't know. Pat is commenting in the chat room on YouTube, and she's proud that she's got a bunch of peaches growing on her tree. It's not literally on Pat. It's on Pat's tree. So don't get your head in the wrong place, okay? That's what we're talking about here. So finale story, PTSD. We're all concerned about post-traumatic stress disorder, however it is defined or diagnosed or manifested. And, you know, we've talked about CBD being a primary tool, cannabis being a primary tool, essential fatty acids as well, homeopathic medicines, detoxing heavy metals. How about the microbiome? Have we talked about that? We in fact have. We've covered stories, scientific studies talking about the resiliency of the brain, of inflammatory responses in the brain based on the health of the microbiome. So now modern medical, I don't know what I want to say, minions, myrmidons, muttonheads, I don't know what I want to say here, have taken that concept into what they're calling a vaccine. That's right. PTSD vaccine moves a step closer thanks to what? Friendly bacteria. Now, normally what they do is they stimulate antibody production artificially, dangerously, in my opinion, with antigens. In this case, they're talking about bacteria, injecting bacteria, and they're calling it a vaccine. Is that really what this is? I don't think so. It's more like inoculating it, but we got to look up definitions of words to understand what's going on here. They're saying that it's a probiotic-based immunization. I still don't get how they're calling
it an
immunization.
It's kind of weird, right? It's kind of like, huh?
Yeah.
Does not compute.
The Mycobacterium vaccae, or vaccae, I don't know how they're pronouncing it, V-A-C-C-A-E, first isolated from the mud on the shores of Lake Kioga in Uganda.
Sounds like some kind of nutritional supplement of some sort, doesn't it?
You can't make that up. I mean, where are the skeptics on this one? Come on. Right? This is
the
like you went to the
on
mud
the shores of Lake Kioga in Uganda.
In Uganda. Wow. And they're actually finding that when they had this particular bacterium, it shifted the environment in the brain toward an anti-inflammatory state. Again, gut-brain connection. We're not surprised by that. That's great. But why are they injecting it? Where are they injecting it? And with what else are they injecting? I don't know. It doesn't give us that information. But I'm not arguing with the connection, because we know the microbiome impacting brain health. Inflammatory responses. This is kind of cool. But why inject the bacteria? If it's a microbiome issue, can't you just ingest it? And at the end of this article, they actually go there. Professor Lowry is also working with the University of Colorado Denver researchers to explore whether veterans with PTSD can benefit from an oral probiotic consisting of a different bacterial strain, in this case, Lactobacillus reuteri. Why? You know, again, the need to inject. I'm just not following their logic here. Injecting a bacteria where? Into the blood? Is that where the trigger is happening? I thought it was a gut
connection.
Wouldn't
that be kind of a strange place to inject bacteria?
Yes. We got to give you an infection in that case. Well, it's good bacteria. Well, how do you know it's going to stay good when it goes into your blood? Super Don, if we can find more about this, I know we're out of time.
I'll dig in more to this, because it's an interesting topic.
Yeah, definitely it is. And if it can help our troops or anybody with PTSD, we're all for it. But do we need to inject it? And if so, how and with what? That's what I'm asking. If any of y'all know, let me know. Go to robertscottbell.com and submit your questions and comments there. Social media, you can find the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook, yeah. Twitter, at RS Bell Media, at It's Super Don as well. And, of course, right here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Also, on YouTube, our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel, you can find it at robertscottbell.com. Thank you, Jonathan Emore. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, McKenzie. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.